call is now being recorded.
Darn right it is. This is Gun Sully in Washington, D.C.
This is Tech Sully, once again calling from an undisclosed location somewhere in the Midwest.
Yes. Yes, and I'm probably also lying, too. I'm probably outside of a military base somewhere in either Maryland or Virginia. Whenever anyone says Washington, D.C., they're generally lying. Anyway, we have news today. I guess we can finally make the horrible six inch or foot long jokes about Jared.
I think we talked about on the podcast. You know, at first, you know, the only things were that, you know, the one guy he worked with was definitely being investigated and all that, and I mean, there was a lot of jokes in the initial round, but there was a lot of people going, hey, so far, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And at this point, when you're pleading, you're guilty. So, yes, we can make all the horrific jokes we want.
Well, and I do have to say, I feel like we've kind of already made them, and even if we had, someone else has. And also, I would like to point out, this is a non-news story. Jared Fogle
yes.
is not breaking out of jail and has your children's school schedule on the back of his wrist, and he's about to just go run through the heartland of America molesting as much as possible. No. This story is over. It's done. Jared Fogle
yeah.
is not a danger to us anymore, and that's why.
He's got only 5 year sentence for. Yeah, for that, which, you know, had he been selling cigarettes in New York,
he might be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's because, see, here's the thing. That's because we're not taxing Cityport. I'm kidding. I don't want anyone to take me seriously and think, oh my gosh, he wants to legalize tax Cityport. That's not at all. It was a joke. The thing in New York you're talking about, yes, a black police sergeant ordered her men to take down a guy for selling cigarettes. I say black because black matters. That's all of a sudden super important now because the whole thing, I guess we need to go right in the streets because the guy who got taken down was black, and it's like, you didn't realize that the people who took him down were also super diverse. They were all of multiple races and ethnicities.
Yeah.
And their sergeant was a black female. So in no way was it a, hey, get that N-word. He's on a white person's sidewalk. That's not at all the situation. And for the media to make it that is just completely shameful. Just completely shameless. They should all just really just feel disgusted at themselves for perpetuating that stereotype.
Yeah, my rant about that one though is that was, you know, the guy wasn't resisting. It was, you know, straight up a jerk killing a guy. He didn't know he was asthmatic, I'm sure, when he's wrestling him down, but it's like, had the guy been resisting or something, I would have been like, yeah, that's, you know, but I mean, that's straight up clear police brutality right there.
Yeah. I agree, once again, looking at what is actual news, what's stuff that can actually affect us, we have half the country still wants to elect. Now it's down to about a quarter of the country still wholeheartedly wants to elect someone who has no concept of OPSEC. Just literally no understanding whatsoever of OPSEC. Whatever she wants to do, she does, and to hell with the consequences. Hillary Clinton, her email scandal is becoming more and more ridiculous. And the fact that people are still going, so what, she just, like, didn't, like, file stuff properly or something? I don't care. Whatever.
No, the proper response from the Democrats is, well, Colin Powell did it. Well, Colin Powell did it.
Is that provable? I don't understand. That's the thing too. That they said, well, every other Secretary of State used personal email, and it's like, okay, for one thing, that's not effing true. Email hasn't been a thing, but for 30 years. So that's not effing true. They didn't use their own personal email. A personal email didn't exist 40 years ago.